we're like the drug guys in the couch, like melted to it.
Yeah,
like, this is your brain on drugs.
This is your brain. This is your brain on sushi.
We just had a big, big tub of sushi.
It was a platter.
It was a platter. It looked like a tub.
How many? 50.
It's 52 bucks.
50, no, how many pieces?
62 pieces of straight up sushi.
I wanna say I ate at least 25. I'm gonna go on 28.
I was legit seeing like stars and colors I've never even seen before. I was like,
in the sushi or after?
Just like after, I was just like, what's up? Yeah, we went to B Cafe down in North Quincy.
Oh, plug.
Plug.
Send us sushi.
Send us sushi now.
Hey, like three people heard us talk about you on a podcast. Can you?
Yeah, just. Oh, there's the
you
pot.
Can't hear that.
No.
Yeah. You couldn't hear that. That show a blip. Oh, look at the blip. Dude, you got, like, imagine if you, like, I'm over here, like, in a sushi, I'm, like, sushed out.
Yeah, I came back out, and I thought I was just going to see sushi pouring out of your pores.
Like, imagine if I had gills, and you had to, like, you're like, Bill's not responding, and then you got water on me, and, like, I came alive. I had so much sushi, I turned into a fish, and I could only survive underwater. I don't know why that would be.
I'd be your friend still.
Would you do a podcast with me in the, I'd be in the bathtub? No, I could still talk. I'd be like a merman.
It's merman.
I'd be a merman, dude. I would be a merman. I used to do a lot of swimming.
You got the long legs for it.
I'd actually be a great merman. I mean, I'd love to learn how to swim better. And I feel like if you spend a lot of your time in the water,
you're just gonna learn. You're gonna adapt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always reminds me of a great. I think it's a YouTube clip. I think it was from the Viva La Bam show, but it wasn't like on the episode. It's Deco. Running around like a sushi fish, and he's just messing with people. You ever seen that?
No.
You gotta YouTube that. Oh, sushi fish. And he's driving around people in a cot, making sure they're eating sushi. It's a good one.
Great.
Great ref.
Hockley.
Holy shit. We almost killed the dog leaving to get the sushi.
Yeah. Dog pissed everywhere.
Yeah, like instantly.
Tim's on his his gallon of water trick.
Just peeing fucking, straight.
You're gonna have to pee during this episode for sure.
Nah, I'll hold it in.
You can't. We'll do a show when we gotta do a show in like 40 minutes. I'm not gonna try to call the time.
No, it's fine.
But you gotta hold it for like no more, like not an hour.
You just sit and you bend down, pull my dick out, and just put it in there.
No, I know when something's bothering you, you go like inverted, like you know, like your eyes move around.
Who me in general or just people?
You in general. So you specifically. In general. You just kind of do like the whole, you know, like look in and you can tell like your inner dialogue is just racing, but you're not engaging outside of your body. Yeah. Like you can tell when something's up, dude, Tim, you don't got a good poker face.
Yeah. I don't have to pee. I'll be right back.
Just answering something that's not related to the conversation at all.
I'm good at that.
Tim, we're going to order sushi. You want to get it? I don't know what time it is, but. And you're just eyes shuffling.
AC's on. Should I turn it off?
It is? No, yeah. It's all the way up.
Okay.
Do you want sushi? Yeah, no. It's uncool.
This is a YouTube clip. Brandon Deco.
Hey. Oh, Brandon Deco.
Yeah.
DeCamillo?
Yeah, Deco.
I didn't know. I didn't know who you're talking about, man.
Well, Viva La Bam. I thought you put the correlation together.
Like, I don't have nicknames for people. Is that what people call him?
Yeah, it's Brandon Deco.
Wow.
Guess you didn't watch the CKY tapes.
I guess you ordered them all on my
bandwagon fan.
You ordered them all on Amazon. I was watching those on VHS.
Yeah, same.
You're the Blu-ray.
On that Blu-ray.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, they had like a package. It was like all four of them for $20. I was like, yeah, I can add it on there because I don't have much room for any more DVDs. I just have DVDs of random.
Oh, you get the little wooden guy is like Bill and Ted.
Oh yeah, did that the other day.
I noticed it. Dude, he's got one of those. I don't know what you call them.
It's like an artist's sketch. I got it at like IKEA. Out of all the things we bought, that's the one thing I picked up.
Did you get that at a museum? I got it at IKEA.
Yeah, it was like in a bin, and there's like four of them left. I was like, I want one. Ow,
fuck. Something just hurt.
You alright?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. My thumb hurts.
What's going on with your thumb?
I don't know. It just hurt for a second. Oh, it's gone now.
Damn.
One of those weird things.
I got worried. It's kind of like when I almost choked to death
yesterday. Oh, yeah, dude. So we went. Alright, yeah. Tim almost died.
I almost died this past Thursday night at the Beantown pub in Boston.
Yeah, they killed him. They almost tried to assassinate him.
Yeah,
how'd it go down again? Tell me.
So my buddy came in from North Carolina, Jeremy, and we went to go visit you at Bostonia. And we had one drink. I had one drink, and then he was like,
I made it. No, I didn't make it.
No, was the off. Jay Grady.
The Jay Grady.
Look, so he wanted food
on the bar.
He wanted food, and I was like, all right, Beantown serves. So we go to Beantown. Everyone like we're with is like, oh yeah, they got good food. So we get there, settle in.
People said good food twice.
Yeah, good food. Just go there, good food. So he's sitting there. He gets whatever the fuck he gets. I don't even get. So
gets,
I obviously
he
get.
Gets,
the,
he gets good food.
Come on.
I'm just keep it up with the story.
So I get the buffalo chicken, up per usual, and I'm cutting it up, and I just put it in my mouth like a duck almost, and I don't chew all the way.
Like you like...
Yeah, like and I didn't do it on purpose. I think I was in like mid-conversation. I was like trying to talk at the same time.
You were thinking something
like
really
chewing.
Funny and had to get it out?
Yeah, and it probably wasn't funny at all. And then I sit there and I'm like, oh no, this thing is in my throat. So I'm like, it'll pass. And then so I take a sip out of my beer and I'm like, it's not going down. And I take another sip, and then it all just starts dripping out of my mouth, and I go, this is bad. And then my
beer drips out of your mouth.
Yeah.
The chicken's still lost.
So yeah, and I can barely breathe through my nose, so I'm not, like, in a frantic. I've choked before, so it wasn't anything new. So I'm sitting there, my buddy Jeremy's like, are you having a seizure? I'm just, like, in my back of my head, I'm like, what? I'm like, what is wrong with you? So then he turns to Lindsay, all calm and collected. He's like, Lindsay, Tim's choking. And she gets up, and I'm like the boy who cried wolf with everything. So she doesn't think I'm really choking. She's like, do you fuck with me right now? Are you fucking with me? I'm like, no. Like, pointing at my neck. So then she pops up, like, throws me in the Heimlich maneuver.
She puts her good food down.
Yeah, she puts her good food down. She's, like, banging on the back of my chest. And I just, like, kind of just throw up all over myself. The
this
top
when,
of the
this
bar.
This is what I looked over and saw.
Yeah. All over the bar.
It was
all
very
over
calm,
the ground.
Quiet.
Yeah. Like, no one really gave a shit, but I wasn't, like, frantic.
You didn't even give a shit, though.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, panicking. I wasn't, like, I was just, like, I'm choking. I need help now.
It looks very odd when you see someone choking.
Yeah. And, like, the people around me were just, like, they looked over, like, that's fucking weird, but I'm going to go back to what I'm doing.
Jeremy said later, he's like, I just moved my sandwich out of the way because it took a long time to get there, and I didn't want him to puke on it.
Yeah, he was, he had the sandwich out, and he was waiting for the honey mustard.
Yeah,
he's
that's
like,
it.
He's like, I don't know if they're going to give me another sandwich if he throws up on it. So he's like, slowly pushing it away. From
it is good guys. We know the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And solid bar.
Yeah, and I played it off cool. I just tried to eat my buffalo chicken right after, but I'd throw up all of me. Like, you know, you need to go wipe yourself up.
You go to the bathroom, clean up.
No, yeah, right. But I came back, finished my buff chick.
He did, like a champ.
Yeah.
Chewed it 26 times.
I was really nervous,
you know,
about
what?
That.
Forgot about chewing.
I was like, shit. Number one rule.
I try to, like, tell that. You know when you, like, you try to tell a story somewhere and, like, you just, like no one pays attention to you? Like, I was going to try to tell a story that night about choking, and I kind of, like, went and started to say it, and then, like, I noticed no one was listening to me, so I was like, it's like one of those things where you're, like, you're sitting up, you're like, so in fourth grade once, this kid, is like, okay, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a bang.
That's done. All the time with me.
It's a really awkward feeling. Usually, you know, I'm pretty good at engaging people, so it's when someone's, like, just not, like, two other conversations are happening, you don't get the group's attention, you're like, abort. Like, you just hit the eject button.
Just let me get out.
Yeah.
Let me get out.
I'm
going
to save it. Yeah, and then sometimes you'll try to get, but in fourth grade, I would, no, okay, they're still talking about that.
Yeah.
Okay. And you just wait, you gotta wait it up. But I do got a story I want to tell it now.
Shoot.
Fourth grade. This kid was walking around, and I remember his name, and I won't say his name, but he is, it was in Beechwood, Noel Elementary School. And a lot of good stories out of fourth grade. That was the way the Baker's, that's where the Baker and,
best years of your life.
Baker and OD. Oh yeah, man. Bro, if I could go back,
fourth
if I could
grade.
Go back, it would be fourth grade. So this kid's walking around the lunchroom, right? And he has a bag full of Sour Patch Kids. Like, remember the fucking the pre-Ziploc bags that were just bags that, like, had that weird sleeping bag fold?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a bed bag, and you just, like...
Sandwich bags.
Yeah, fuck those.
Yeah.
There's no air freshening.
Yeah,
there's no air seal. But he's got these Sour Patch Kids, and I go, oh, man, hey, can I have some? He just goes, no. And walks away. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll talk to you later, man. So you know, like, it's with those big...
Nah, bro.
He just straight up just says no and just doesn't share with me. So, number one, dick, right? But karma's coming to bite him in the ass a little bit later in the story. So I think I sit back down, and lunch keeps going, and then towards the end of lunch, this kid walks up to me, and he doesn't speak, and he looks at me, and he looks and then holds the bag up and points to it. And I go, oh, thanks, man. And I take Sour Patch Kids. I'm like, thanks for coming around. And I turn around and walk away and eat my Sour Patch Kids. I get, so now lunch ends. We're back in class. The next class, a teacher pulls me out of the room. She's, yeah, Billy, can you come up to the hallway real quick? I go out. She says, And he's there, and he's like all like, look, he looks like he's been crying, and he's like, yeah, she says, yeah, you know, so-and-so said that, you know, he was choking on candy, and he went to you to tell you, and you just took candy and didn't help him? And I was like, what? He was trying to tell me, yeah. He must have been holding his throat and going, I'm choking on the Sour Patch Kids. And so this kid's dying, and I'm like, thanks, man. And I just dip in, eat it, and go,
what a pretty cool guy.
And I'm like, thanks. But you know what? He didn't come around. He didn't want to give me nothing. But I thought, I don't know, it was the same thing. So it's very, you don't know if they're choking or not. Like, this kid just looked like he was sitting there. He was just standing there, no sound, no nothing, but he was choking to death.
The universal sound, I guess, is just putting both your hands over your neck.
It's definitely not holding candy to the floor.
Yeah, like pointing. Like,
you want some, bro?
Candy? Like, that's not the universal, I'm dying. So you know what, though? If that guy ever chokes again, guarantee he knows what to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it was weird because I wonder if the teacher was like, "Are you just a fucking sociopath?"
Yeah, like did you try to give a shit?
Kill him? And I was like, I had to convince them. I was like, I had no idea he was joking. I had zero idea. I asked him for candy. I kind of got a little bit of pain because I was like, I asked him for candy and he didn't give me any. So then when he came back with the bag toward me, I'm like, oh, like thanks. You came around. He had a bunch too. He could have given me some.
Yeah,
It wasn't like someone like gave him like it wasn't like a bag and opened it. And you only have like 7 Sour Patch Kids. He had like. Like going to the movies, bag of candy, big sugar at the bottom.
Probably
like,
choked on the one he should have gave
like
you.
There's like an 8-ball of sugar at the bottom of it with just Sour Patch Kids on top. I love it. I got such a sweet tooth.
Could have been you, man. Could have gave you the one he choked on, but no.
Imagine that if there was just one, like a big clump.
Yeah, it just went down the wrong way, but he couldn't share them.
Share your candy with people. Moral of the story.
Share. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? The more food you share, the less likely you're going to choke to death on that food.
That is actually, the percentage of choking goes down.
Yeah, so it's really a great way to lower your risk. You're going to lower your weight. You know, eating healthier is sharing.
Yes.
Smaller portions.
But yeah, get a big sub, give half away to a bum.
Says the people who just ate 62 pieces.
Yeah, we just, what? I don't know, like, what any of them were.
I have, like, a cultivated farm in my stomach of fish. They're just swimming around.
I didn't know what any of them were. Like, if you were, like, if I do, like, a matching game from, like, fourth grade where you match, like, one thing to another with lines, I couldn't do that.
I don't think
game.
A lot of people know.
Sushi.
No.
No.
You can tell. You can tell the tuna and the salmon because the tuna is, like, red and the salmon's pink. So that's kind of that's kind of how you got to figure it out. Man, my stomach is rumbling.
I feel like all the sushi just swimming in my stomach. It was a good idea. I don't regret it at all.
I've never regretted sushi. You know what? No regrets.
No regrets.
Do you want to get no regret tattoos?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm actually asking the wrong guy. You'll fucking get it. I was joking.
That was in the movie Where the Mill Is. One of the girls meets a guy that she likes and he has no regrets tattooed on his chest, but it's spelled wrong. It was a cute little bit.
That's an old trope.
Yeah. As we brought it up.
As we bring it up.
But you mentioned on the bar briefly when you interrupted my story per usual. So they're on the bar, you've been pretty much a big
bulldozer. Coming in.
That's the noise. Oh, that's good. Just get all the water on the laptop.
I wish you choked to death at the bean town.
Yeah, I wish I had a bag of fucking Sour Patch because you didn't choke.
You wish I was locked up in fourth grade for allowing someone to choke on stupid candy? Fucking asshole.
But on the bar, I think we talked a bit briefly with other people to get on it, but you're like pretty much the Jerry Perp drink of on the bar. Like you're like the big, like you open the thing and it's just you on it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Isn't that very funny?
Yeah.
Well, because it's like a look. I wonder if I'm still one of the top bartenders because it's been a while since I've used it.
And if you don't know
Not what a while, but people are getting on to it. It's pretty good. It's very up to date. It cycles people on and off. But it's on the bar is basically, I'm going to open it right now so I can look at it as I
On
talk.
The bar is pretty much like Foursquare for just drinks.
Well, it's Foursquare and Facebook. Now, it's on the bar is if you're a bartender, it's going to tell people that follow you on this app when you're working. And I like it because if I put up a status on Facebook saying, I'm like, hey, just checked in, working at so-and-so. Everybody that follows me or is friends with me on Facebook reads that. That means that Baker, sitting in Mumbai, India, like I'm telling him I'm on the bar. He isn't gonna know.
No, he's like,
this is like a captive audience. Like it's the audience that you want to tell. It's like it's kind of like a
you know what you're getting when you sign up for it.
Well, it's a and it's a networking tool. It's not you're not sitting there broadcasting to like random people. You're going, all right, other people have signed up for this app. Yeah, but my drinks are still in the top 5. I'm opening up bartenders.
Look at this kid. Look at this guy. He's a local celeb.
Oh, I dropped down to 6th though.
We'll get you back up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a good thing. It's a bunch of fucking. Yeah, and but you're my bar manager's right behind me at number eight.
But
he's new. He's new.
Take his title.
Take his title. Take his title, bro.
And you can be. You don't have to be a bartender to be on it. So you can have your own profile.
You
as
can be
a patron.
Bartender or a patron.
Yeah.
So what this allows you to do is you build a profile. So I'm going to open mine up. It tells you, you know, how many followers you have. It says how many
drinks you make.
How many drinks? Yeah, you can make a menu. So like, there's, you know, a drink I call the margarita I make, which is, you know, it's like a bare bones margarita, but I call it the Dos Punto Cinco, and that's just a joke from my last job. It means 2.5 in in Spanish.
Clever girl.
I speak a little Spanish for those listening who want to be impressed by me. It's just un poquito.
Japanese, Spanish, we get it all.
Nintendo Tobayashi Nikanichi. Nipponichi Sushi Kamikaze. That's what Piston Honda says.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Piston.
We gotta talk about him. No, we gotta talk about him later.
You know,
we
gotta talk about Punch Up.
But on the bar.
Now, the On the Bar app, how do we fucking get so sidetracked?
I know. I would have
two idiots. Yeah, you were like, bit. And I really forget what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's on the bar. The profile should be a patron. Be
right.
A bartender.
Oh, yeah, so you put your drinks up, and then, so say you're going on the town, right? You can, it uses your GPS location, and it will tell you anyone you follow, if they're on the bar or working in the area, or if just someone you don't know, like just some random bartender has checked in with the app. Then you can go onto that and then go look at their menu and be like, well, this drink looks good. I'm going to go to him and have him make me that drink. And you see the ingredients, you know what you're going. It's usually off the menu is what you try to do.
Yeah.
But I do some on the menu.
Make a good Bud Light.
I do too. That's my bev manager's, he calls it the Johnny Utah. Get some two Bud Light. Utah, give me two. I love it. Human lives to get radical, man.
I like that. You got to be radical.
Point Break's great movie. That's, you know what, that was a Hockley. I said that to him, and he didn't get the reference. To my reference. He got his reference.
He didn't get your reference to my reference?
He didn't get my reference to our own reference system.
What a fucking sack of shit.
You know, pretty solid guy.
But the On the Bar is good because you can notify the bartender when you're on the way. So not like they could save you a seat, but at least they're prepared for you to come.
No, you could certainly say, like, if there's an open seat and I get a notification that you're going to come in, you and Lindsay are going to walk in the door in 10 minutes, we get reserve signs, I'll hold you two seats.
Did it tell you how far
actually, Snagastool could fucking team up with these guys.
Yeah, it's like, pretty much, we love just booze apps.
We drink a lot and we use our phones and we drink.
Yeah.
We don't talk to each other, we just get drunk and...
Tell me where to go, where I can sit, and what drinks I can drink.
That's it. And hold the seat for me.
Yes. Yeah. Everything I need.
But it's cool, though. And actually, you know what? Out of any app that I've seen for nightlife in general, these two are the best.
And
I'm like, On the Bar is, I'm all over it because I'm a bartender. So that's, of course, I'm using that heavily.
And the dudes that make On the Bar are boss dudes, too,
yeah,
right?
Well, I mean, that's exactly why I'm, you know, the six top bartenders, because it's just local guys. It's a new app. It's just starting. But I think it'll be something that you see... gets popular, I think.
On the Bar, one word.
Yeah, On the Bar is one. Yeah, you can't do spaces. On the Bar. And you know what? If you're a bartender and you listen to this, it's worth getting into. And
why not?
You know what? All right, put it this way. If you're a bartender, I'll lay it down in terms you'll understand. Someone else who knows me, I worked with this kid a long time ago, he saw it. He saw my name on there, opened it up. He's like, who's this new kid that's fucking climbing like a meteor?
Who's this new young buck?
Who's this yoked up motherfucker? So then he opens the thing. He's my pitch. He's like, holy shit, it's fucking Billy. And so he came in, saw me. You know, and then you get a healthy tip out of another bartender. I've actually got to go. I'm going to pay him the favor back when I go see him at work.
Yeah, it's definitely a word of mouth app, because when I had it a while ago, then I deleted it because I was like, I'm not a fucking bartender. It doesn't make sense. And no one else was on it. So I told Lindsay about it. She tells people about it. You tell people about it. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I like the app, and I think that it would hopefully decrease the amount of those like Friday and Saturday like. Status updates on Facebook of people who are like, I wish I had a 9-to-5. Like, you know, going to work now, gross. Like, shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Shut up. It's like I say, if you're going to sign up to be like a janitor, when some kid pukes in the hallway and you're going to throw sawdust down, don't start bitching about it, man. Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
That's what you signed up for.
That's your job.
I fucking love it, because I love it, man. I love it. People always want to bitch about bartending, just the service industry. I'm like... Dude, I used to dig holes for like $10 an hour.
Like, what do you?
This is the greatest job.
What are you looking to do? You're making drinks.
You're having fun. You're gonna eat probably for free. You're gonna drink probably for free. You're gonna make money for free.
Unless you work at like an Applebee's or something.
We get some Applebee listeners. No, but on the bar. I wrote on this bar. No, on the bar.
On the bar.
On the bar. OTB, baby.
OTB.
OTB. What's OTB stand for? On the Bar.
Got a tattoo on my arm. Never forget.
Hey, no regrets.
No regrets. On the bar.
No regretting on the bar.
Never.
But I'm a big
fan. Snag a stool on the bar, Bill.
That's my fucking tube. That's my home screen on my iPhone, dude. Snagging stools on the bar.
Snagging stools, getting fools drunk.
I got a fucking headache, bro. I fucking was laughing the other day thinking about Kid Boy, the wrestler. when they ring the bell and he wakes up. That's something Tim made a joke on an earlier episode.
We're talking about, because you wanted to be Cake Boy, the wrestler.
Yeah, it's
come out with a cake.
That's pretty bad, I guess.
Yeah, it was terrible. You were fighting for it.
It's
though.
All. Don't fight. Make me get on it again. It's all gimmick.
Yeah. It is all gimmick, but it's a terrible gimmick.
Mm.
Kid Boy, on the other hand, that's a great one.
I don't know.
Comes back with a Dungy's cup, like pretty much falling asleep. Wakes up in the ring. Oh, dude, sorry. And he just goes, "Yeah, and change."
He'd be on a stool, like just his leg and like his head on the bottom rope.
What? Some guy who's obviously homeless, and we were walking. He's like, "I'm too drunk to drive. I need money for a cab. Do you guys have money for a cab?" I'm like, "Dude, you don't want a fucking car. Like, who are you fooling?"
I'm too drunk to drive.
Yeah, dude. I was like, that's pretty funny if he was being.
Where was this?
Right in front of Boston, right before we walked in.
Oh, no shit.
Guy was walking by.
A lot of pain. Actually, he got them yesterday. There was this, like a herd of them in front of Tedeschi's, and these people just added, like, there's some guy, like an overweight gentleman, walking by. And I don't know, he must have maybe made eye contact or whatever. But this guy's just walking by. And he's like, "You fat fuck. You look at the girl. You don't look at me." I was like, what are you doing? Like, he was like, "I'm not trying to make money today." He's like, "I'm just checking out." Like, he's talking to the other panhandlers. He's like, "I'm not trying to make money. I just want to fuck with some people today." He just started screaming.
Damn, man.
Oh, he had some attitude. The other guy, the other panhandler, "Hey, take it easy." Pulling up on his spot. He was, I think that he got to him.
Just fucking.
It was a humid day.
What are we talking about when your brain melts?
Brain melt.
Yeah, brain melt.
Yeah, you see it a lot. I mean, this is
like,
the dog days of fucking summer, man.
Hey, that's what he signed up for. Don't sign up to be homeless if you can't handle being homeless.
Don't sign up to be homeless, man.
Yeah, dude. You hold that cup out. You stand there with some fucking dignity.
The heat makes you do. There's a funny line in that movie, Glengarry Glen Ross, and Pacino's talking about, you know, how hot it was. So hot that the grown man walked up to a cop and asked him to shoot him. So hot. I can't do. Can you, Pacino?
Me, no.
What does he sound like?
I have no idea.
I don't. Dude, some people just make impressions all day. Like, they just, like, listen. I guess that listening.
Yeah, I could.
Wow.
Al Pacino.
Dude, I want to hear. Give me a Pacino. This could just. It's not meant to sound good. No, just do whatever comes to head.
He's dead.
No way.
I have no idea.
Cuddy Al.
I don't.
Oh, it's like, yeah, it's like that. It's real in the back of your throat. It's in the back of your, like, growl.
I'm not.
Does that sound good?
Growl. I don't know. I don't know what
it
sounds
like. I can't think of it.
I don't think I've seen many Al Pacino movies. I've seen, like, Scarface, which is not that good. It's the most overrated movie that
he's doing an impression of a bad Cuban.
Yeah.
Scarface sucked. I watched that with I watched it, of course, freshman year of college, in a dorm. But I watched it and it had high hopes and was just like pretty disappointed.
Yeah, I was just like, this movie's not that good.
None of them look Cuban. That tall guy, I'm like, am I supposed
no
to?
No one, it's forgettable for me. I don't remember. I just remember him sitting in front of like the Coke and then a bunch of people love wearing them on T-shirts.
Oh, so gay, dude. It's nothing against the gays.
Just whack.
Have you ever seen the one where they do the powdered donuts?
Yeah, that's like that shit's funny.
Love it.
That's LOL McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Loving it. My buddy looks. He didn't look exactly like him, but he got this likeness done, and it's that picture of him in the chair. They made him in Miami, and it's his face, and it's like seamless. Like you would not be able to tell it's not. But like it's like you look at it, and you're like, were you in the movie? Kid used to bartend with. Looks just like it.
It's like the face in the hole type thing?
Yeah, like face in the hole, but this, it's so dead on that he, like, first time I was over his apartment, he's like, "Look at that poster." I'm like, "Okay." Yeah, Scarface. And looked away, he's like, "Look at it again." And I looked at him like, "Get the fuck, dude, dead ring." It was really good. He made the perfect face.
Yeah, just like the bottom lip is almost higher than the top lip.
Yeah, you got those two, like, you have, like, you look like a Pinocchio doll with, like, the two lines.
Yeah, a bulldog almost.
A bulldog. A Bonocchio.
Bonocchio.
Bopocchio. Boloco?
Pinocchio.
Bono? Dude, that's your turtle face. When Timmy's real drunk, he starts talking like a rapper and does turtle faces.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
You like Little T, you like Turtle McCarthy.
I just look like I'm always taking a shit.
Hey, Little T.
So you
talking about Mike Tyson's punch out. Bill borrowed Mike Tyson's punch out.
Your segue is a solid.
Yeah, what was it? We had a dead errand?
You get a dead errand?
He just takes a, he just goes, talk about this, go this, and then chugs a big chunk of water.
Oh yeah. So get you started. Chug it, duck. Bill borrowed my Mike Tyson's punch out, and I wouldn't say he's struggling, but he hasn't beat the game yet. How long have you had it now? How many man hours have you been putting into
Mike? I probably played the game for like a solid 8 hours in the past 2 months. That's, I don't know.
For our age, that's good.
Yeah. I'll play it late night. It's embarrassing when remember the new games, they log your play time?
Oh, that's always like,
I'm like, can we make this private?
It's like, you're a loser.
Dude, it was one time I played for like 20 days in a year.
Holy shit.
On Call of Duty. I was logging. I'd get out of work and I'd stay up all night and play for like 7 hours.
Call of Duty time flies when you play that game, though.
I was hooked.
Yeah.
Loved it. I actually haven't played that. I haven't turned on my Xbox in months because I get Nintendo. Well, dude, Punch-Out's grabbing you on. I'm just stuck on the Ball rematch. And the thing is, you can't go to each fight. You gotta like start at like,
yeah, a certain. When games were fucking hard, they didn't have enough memory to make
it. Dude, game was tough as shit. But although I can beat, I will guarantee victory all the way up to and through Soto Popinski.
Like no sweat off your back.
Yeah, I got his fucking. You got to get the animations down. The tough part is you got to refight Piston Honda, then Soto Popinski, and then you get shit. This is the next guy that I'm on, is Bald Bull, the rematch, quick as shit. But you got to beat those two guys every time I want to try him.
There's no codes out there just to get directly to them.
No, I haven't really looked it up. They give you codes in between.
Yeah, that stinks. You deserve it. It's 2014.
Yeah, I'm just gonna get good. Gonna beat it. You'll see the Snapchat when I beat it.
Oh, yeah, when Tyson's down for the count.
Yeah, someone's texting me earlier, like, what is this weird game you play? Because they saw my Snapchat, so they're like, what is this? I'm like, I'm a loser.
I went back in time.
So basically, I'm a loser.
What was the other game you took? You took another
Kung
game.
Fu.
Kung Fu, right. That's our staple.
Kung Fu's, yeah, that's our background, dude.
Yeah, it's Bill and, that's like early Bill and Tim. That's like retro Bill and Tim.
Do you see what the background on my phone is?
What is it? Ha yeah.
Oh, yeah, and yours is Kung Fu.
Yeah, mine's Kung Fu. I changed mine. But no, I get the Kung Fu background, dude. The Kung Fu grip.
Dude,
it's a cartridge. Nintendo will never get old. It's gonna be like a relic soon that it's like you literally can't find it. Because like right now you gotta
get the top load of man.
I know, I gotta get it before it's all said and done.
I mean, it sounds like the world's not gonna end.
It might, you never know.
The world will end someday.
Hopefully.
We'll all be gone.
Podcast, last one, world ended.
Oh, the end of the world podcast. That'd
be episode X.
What would you, alright, so if Armageddon, the apocalypse happened, would you hope to be alive? Or, like, would you want to survive it? Or would you be rather just
grab some chips? There's no cool post-apocalyptic movie. It's like, hey, I would love to live in that.
Mad Max?
I've never seen it.
They're remaking it with Tom Hardy. It actually looks, I was going to say good, I don't know why. I haven't seen anything about it. I don't know why I was going to hype it up.
That's when, like, when people read a food menu, like, oh, this looks good. I'm like, there's no fucking photo.
It reads good?
Yeah.
It's like, on paper, this looks good.
On paper, this looks fabulous.
It was paper good, but when you ate it, it just wasn't food good.
Exactly. I'm always like, come on, bruh.
Bruh.
That don't look good.
But Mad Max is going. I don't know. I always got to, I like the idea of a post-apocalyptic world.
Oh, they're fun to watch, but like, put me in that situation, I wouldn't do well in that. Fuck that.
No, you wouldn't do well.
Yeah.
I will confidently, that's not a disparaging remark, but just your personality.
Yeah.
I'd be
complaining a bunch. Like,
yeah, you would.
Where's the buff chick I can choke
on? I'm trying to get a gallon of water a day, so I need my rations.
Yeah, just shoot me, just shoot me in the head.
So you wouldn't want to live in a post-apocalyptic world?
No. You would?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. No one's doing better than you. You know,
everyone's the same as one.
Yeah, you know, like, I'd love to walk that fucking lonely road. It'd be great. You see some guy, like, you know, he's not doing any better than you. And just hope, you know what, though? You can't have a family.
Can't have a family.
That'd be a bummer. Like, imagine if you, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you lose your shit.
Well, you have to protect them.
And you have to worry about other people raping them.
Then people are going to try to rape your wife. And, like, that's, you know, and that's going to happen. I'm not sure I'm making a rape joke. That's in the post-apocalyptic world.
We've seen it in the movies. Yeah. It's
well, that's what, you know, you gotta go bananas, and women will be hot commodity. There'll be less of them.
Mm-hmm. It'll be like Nintendo games.
Kids, you gotta, like, you know, you go slow for the kid.
Oh, I'd just
pick him up
kid,
and carry
shoot
him.
The kid right in
your own
head.
Kid? Do you read the book The Road? We've talked about it. Did you ever read Tim? Jim was just like fucking like Mischief the Seal.
Ah, ah. then read. I barely read that menu and then 52 pieces. I'm like, I read one. I was like,
you
all right,
you
I'll
make
get
fun
it.
Of people reading menus.
Yeah.
Can you just put a picture of the food on there?
Yeah. If I can
I'll have this picture.
Jesus.
That's great, man. Yeah. You ever order by price? I remember being so broke when you'd order by being like, this $8 looks good.
Yeah,
I'll
like
have that.
McChickens, a dollar a piece. I'll take three.
I have all of them.
And a half.
I got three.
You can buy one and a half and then give it to me.
I mean, if you drop it on the ground, I'll take it half price. 5 second rule.
I will and deal with the people that draft the menu all day.
Oh, you did, but that night we had the Wollaston dinner for.
Yeah,
for
I think we talked about it. It's been pretty long between episodes. I forget what last episode was even about.
It was about that. We talked about
the post bake and everything. I don't think no one we haven't posted on our Facebook page. We got to do is the slideshow. For the people, did people
really?
Did we post that somewhere on Facebook?
I did. Yeah, you know what though? I had to put it on Vimeo.
Oh yeah.
YouTube wouldn't allow.
YouTube's a bunch of bitch.
YouTube and Facebook wouldn't allow because of the copyright, so it's on Vimeo. You can find it.
Yeah, I'll post that. I gotta post that.
I'll tweet it and post it.
I was looking for it. I was like, why haven't I seen this in a while? I was like, I thought it was like ready to go. I thought I posted on Facebook like the actual video, but then again, so many licensing laws with all that stupid shit.
So what did you see in the apocalypse? None of that will be there.
That's
you know,
true.
Be no license. You can post whatever on Facebook. You can post whatever you want.
Yeah.
Although Facebook, the server would probably be down because there'd be no one there to maintain.
There'd be no updates. Yeah. There'd be a lot of bugs.
Imagine status updates by like people in Armageddon.
That'd be cool.
Ian Rat today, 2 thumbs down. It's still like
just like
foodies in the apocalypse, dude. Foodies after the world ends.
You complain like, hey, you signed up for this, Bill.
You sign up for... Ah, damn it. Had some root vegetables today and a little bit of an orange rind. It was all right.
It was okay.
Is this local?
Lost
like, those are the people that are going to get fucked, dude.
Rape this guy's wife, LOL.
Oh, no, that's terrible. I'm just laugh that hard.
We'll take the laughs out.
Let's just take that one. So she's gonna be raped this guy's wife, LOL. Like that is a status update is
in the post-apocalyptic world.
That's too good. That's terrible. That's bad.
But hey, I just talk how it's gonna be.
That's real talk.
That's real fucking life.
That's hashtag real talk.
Hashtag real talk.
That's Tim getting into it.
Yeah, I'm like really thinking about it now.
Who would be most screwed after like I feel like Asians would be fucking fine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Very resourceful.
You see the guy with the shopping carriage with like 80 boxes on it? Like, that guy already thinks it's the apocalypse.
Yeah,
you know,
he's
like,
getting ready.
I don't know where my home is. Like, have you ever been home? I don't know.
Yeah, the homeless would probably be all right if they survived.
Talking to Asians. You ever wave to an Asian? I'd love it.
Oh, yeah, we've
talked about this.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, we've talked about this plenty.
Dude,
Asians love you.
If you're, I'm a big hit with the
Asian community.
The Asiatics.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
All right. I just made that up. It sounded cool.
Believe you.
Hey, believer.
I made a believer.
I'm a believer.
Yeah, Asiatic. It's someone from the Asiatic continent. I think a Russian can be Asiatic, too. It's just like the most general term for someone from the continent of Asia.
Russians are Asians.
Yeah, half of them. Yeah. The other half's in Europe.
European.
Russia's huge. That's pretty much, basically, Russia's what the world's going to be when the world ends. That's the apocalypse.
You just end up in Russia.
Dude, you keep drinking water.
Oh, yeah.
Take a fucking break.
You gotta pump it down there.
Dude, you're taking the smaller sips.
Oh, yeah, you take little sips.
No, you take a big chug. That's what I do, like a big chug.
That was a little sip.
Yeah, it was a little sip.
Yeah, you gotta do little sips over a course. I'm gonna fucking pee my brains out right now. Gotta keep the palate wet.
You made it like 25 minutes, dude.
That's it? I gotta go.
No, see, now you gotta think about it. Dude, his eyes are fluttering right now, and he's not.
Lindsay's washing her hands in the sink.
Like, you gotta be in the sink.
Just fucking turn that water off.
Oh, dude, tell about what she was talking about the other night.
Oh, dude, Lindsay fucking still scares the shit out of me. And like, I never have the camera ready to record her, but she sleepwalks like none other. And she comes up, she's like, she always has this move. Like, she's standing up, and like, both of her hands are like on her elbows, like across her.
Tim's like crossing his arms.
Yeah, crossing her arms, like both hands, like palms on the elbows. And I'm like, here we go.
Oh, is that when you know she's sleeping?
Oh, yeah, she just walks like this, like, and then her eyes aren't even open as they are anyway.
She's very Asiatic.
Yeah, she looks Asian. And she's like, why is my bra on the ground? I was like, well, you took it off before you went to bed. She's like, well,
is she naked right now?
No, she has like her pajamas on. Girls love taking their bras out right when they get home. It's a big thing for
them. Oh, yeah.
It's
like, I'm taking the shirt off. You ever see that? You're
like,
what did you just do?
They're like, whoop! Yeah. Out of like the side, like, what the fuck?
Let those fucking puppies swing.
And then she like starts looking up like right there where the curtain is, and she's like,
were you hanging like chainsaws on the roof? I'm like,
no, Tim is just on the couch. Like, cornered. You're in the room.
Yeah, I'm sitting right there, like, I'm playing video games, like, checking Reddit and just sitting there. And I look up at her, I'm like, go to bed. I was like, you sleepwalking. She's like, and then she just stares at me. I'm like, you sleepwalking. She goes, and like, disappears into the black. And like, everything's dark in here, just for like the two screens.
Just the glow.
Yeah, so I just see like her figure.
What if she came at you and tried to like kill you? Not what to take it up a notch.
Biff her right in the mouth.
To you. And she gets up with a black eye. Yeah. And she doesn't remember you. Like, did you fall out of the bed?
It's funny because I slept walk when she first started staying over at my place. I gave her a key when we first like really got serious. And I was so nervous about leaving the door unlocked or something like that, like having someone else have a key. So when she came in, I woke up and I like had her by like her shoulder, and I was like getting ready to like punch her in the head because I was so scared someone was breaking in, but it was her. And it was like before I like met her family, I was like, imagine if I like fucking decked her and I meet her dead.
You know, I wouldn't be out of your realm until you punched disabled people, you punched girls.
Yeah.
Then punching your fiance.
Huh? Hat trick.
That would be, yeah. No, you have to punch someone famous.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. A friend of mine punched a horse in the face once.
Probably deserved it.
No, I think it was. I think it was just a drunken like, let's punch a horse in the face. But horses don't. Oh, dude, don't make me talk about. Can this make me think about dog training? I can't get into it. I'm not gonna get into it.
I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Now we're talking about with a buddy of ours. We're talking about training dogs, and I'm like, yeah, well, like, you know, dogs can't understand language. That's what separates man from animals. So you gotta like,
yeah,
it's a physical thing. You know, don't be afraid to slap a dog around. But then they took that as like, I would beat a dog. But then I made the reference that if you watch someone like break a horse, or if like, you know, someone's on the back of a horse and the horse kind of tries to buck him. I saw it once in California. We were on some trailside ride, and the guy just takes a big swing and clocks the horse. And I remember this girl was like, like freaks out. It's like, the horse weighs 2,000 pounds. Or probably, like 2,000 pounds. This guy weighs like 170. Little fucking, what's his name? Just some little guy. I think he was like a Mitch. Mexican Californian guy. I think it was Danny from Dude Ranch.
Hey Dude?
From Hey Dude, yeah, it was Danny.
He's missing.
I know, that's why I was there. So he punches the horse, but he's fine. But that's, and the horse understands what that means. It's like a quick, you know, hey.
I'm not saying punch people in the face, but hey.
No, listen. But
yeah. Listen to me.
I want to do, someone brings you a water with a lemon in it.
Hey. That deserves a punch.
What's one thing that ruins your meal? Water and lemon. Lemon and the water.
No, what ruins my meal and I never complain about it is the fucking dill pickle. And then it just, all the pickle juice like gets like on your fries and like all over everything else. I'm like, what the fuck?
Because they don't let it sit. They don't take them out.
Yeah, it's like dripping.
That's when they keep it in pickle water and they take it out and just like drop it on the plate. That's like a tomato in a sandwich when it runs. Like a runny tomato.
I never get tomatoes, but yeah, that's probably, it doesn't ruin it, but I never complain about it until now, and I'm always like, get this fucking thing out of here. And I just toss it.
I did toss it.
Get out of here.
I make the waiter eat it without chewing.
Eat this.
Come here, what's your name? Listen, Owen, come here, Owen. Just cram a pickle down his throat.
Did I ask for a fucking dill pickle?
Do I look like a bitch?
Oh, the beans from like
this Marcellus McCarthy.
Marcellus
look like he likes pickles.
It's like the beans from the Fours.
You ever make somebody smell a pickle?
No. Is that like a? It's like a gag. You like hit it in their nose.
No,
like,
you make them smell, and then you go, "Hey, you're a fucking pickle sniffer." And they are, because they just sniff the pickle.
I'm definitely doing that.
Oh, it's the best. You got problems with the beans?
No, I'm not a big bean eater, and it's like, there's always just that one dude.
I'm not a bean eater.
Like, no, because everyone takes the Fours beans off their plates and no one eats. Yeah, there's that one person, you. And I'm not, like, no. Yeah, give them to me. Give them all to me. And you just eat the fucking beans.
The last time I was at the Fours, I actually asked our buddy the bartender there, Redbeard. I asked him to dump all his beans into the pot.
And just eat them all.
Dude, I almost fucking blew a surprise party the day.
Yeah?
You ever do that?
No.
It's our buddy, he's gonna be, he'll be listening. Michael T from Missouri. He came in, you know, he brought the family in as a surprise, his wife, like a party. And I didn't know it was a surprise, I guess. And he says I didn't ruin it, but I'm pretty sure he's just being polite. Cause like, I think Redbeard was texting me and they were at the bar. And I was like, yeah, tell them you'll be there on Sunday, you're my plus one. I said something like that. And, you know, Redbeard goes over and is like, hey, like, I'm Bill's plus one on Sunday. I'm like, the wife was like really confused, and Michael was like, mm-hmm. And like, there was this real, I guess, I wasn't there, but it was supposedly, it was somewhat awkward, and Rippy was like, or like, he picked it up, and he's like, all right, and just walked away.
just
walked away backwards, like Lindsay shrank into the dark. But they said they didn't ruin it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. They're too nice to
do. I'm not a big surprise person.
I love surprising people.
Yeah.
I like to, like, hide behind the door.
I like the act of, like, surprising people, but I don't like getting surprised.
No. Well, why not?
Like, Tim, you got AIDS. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
No!
I don't know. I just don't like that feeling because, you like, it's like when you open up a present in front of somebody and, like, you don't know if you should overreact. Oh, this thing's awesome. Or you're like, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like you just never have, like, that, like, neutral feeling of, like, you're worried that, like, maybe he wasn't really surprised. Maybe he's not happy.
Maybe so, like, you...
I just second-guessed the whole, like, surprise thing, and I'm just like...
See, that's
too much thinking.
I go hard on a surprise, man. I'll make sure, like, I want to surprise you like fucking John Hinckley surprised.
No. Surprising people is a totally different game. Getting the surprise for you, I don't like that feeling. It's like opening up a gift in front of somebody. I've
never been surprised.
That's me neither, because I'm always like on my toes now. I'm like, I'm all getting fucked.
That's
surprised.
Funny, yeah. I don't think I've ever been surprised.
Yeah, I don't like anything. Getting surprises. So surprising somebody else with something is...
You're cool with that?
Yeah, that's okay. Cool. I'm not like against the whole surprise game. Get surprise out of the dictionary. I don't want it. Stupid.
Wow, that would be surprising.
That would be very surprising.
In surprising news, surprise has been ripped out of the dictionary due to this man's... You don't pitch it?
So has gullible. Really?
that was funny.
That's...
Are you doing wordplay?
Yeah,
Bob. Did you just do some wordplay?
I've been looking at books with pictures in them.
What is that? Yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
What is going on up there, man?
Yeah, just doing a lot of Redditing. Redditing? Explain like I'm five. Wordplay.
I read it. Explain me like I'm five.
Wordplay.
I didn't know this,
and you do that.
It's wordplay.
Wordplay.
When you say a word and then twist the meaning to mean something else but sound like that,
it's
wordplay.
It's pretty cool.
It could be that. I don't know what I just said. I think I just did wordplay trying to explain wordplay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Speaking of Reddit, the photo I put up of me and Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Boob grab.
Yeah, boob grab. There's this photo on Reddit. I can post that link, too. So we posted, I did, because someone brought it up again. And it's this photo of me and Lindsay at Canopy Lake Park with her sister-in-law and her husband. And Lindsay has, like, small Tourette syndromes on rides. So, like, and I've been to Canopy Lake Park fucking countless of times. So I know, like, where the cameras are when you get your photo taken, all this shit.
Yeah, you're a fucking strange bird.
Yeah, so when we're going down, I just reach under her and just get, like, two fists full of boobs. And I'm like, I have, like, a big stupid smile on my face.
Right at the camera.
Yeah, and, yeah, like, I'm, like, looking into it. And she's, like, scared, like, down, like, freaking out. And so I'm, like, laughing the whole way to the photo booth. Cause, and, like, she didn't say anything. She was just like, oh, she's like, I'm so wet. Like, from the log ride. So, like, we get to the thing and she looks up.
Is that what you call it?
And then she looks up and she just is, like, fucking dying laughing. And this other couple that's, like, our age is laughing, too. And I look at the lady at the desk and she's just looking through me like daggers. She's just like...
See, hold on. Now, why is she a stick in the mud?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't funny to her.
She wanted someone to grab her boobs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's seen
it. Or someone does it every day.
Exactly. Someone probably does a lot, which I haven't seen the photo. So that it's like kind of a funny photo between friends and everything. I was like, oh, I'll fucking put it on Reddit and see how it goes. So I put it on Reddit. Me and Lindsay went out, and I came back and had like a fucking shit ton of bumps on it. And I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah, dude, you got bumped up.
So we started reading some comments, and some of them were pretty funny, and some were just flat out fucking ruthless.
Like, mean.
Yeah, they're like, your fiance's a whale. I'm like, whoa. Like, that's,
whoa.
It's like, dude, you're a six. She's a four.
That was weird.
Yeah, people like getting
they rated you better than her. I was like,
yes. I'm like, thank you, but
that's a flattering picture of Tim then.
My favorite's he's like, oh, this kid must be a real douchebag. He's wearing a backwards hat. I'm like,
yep.
Like, what?
Well, I was on a... I remember I saw that. I was, you were like, I'm on a ride, so I might fly off if it's...
Yeah, I'm sorry that I'm... Yeah, people aren't pleased at all on the internet. And it's just funny. And, like, me and her read all the comments. We were laughing. Because some people were pretty funny. It's like, hey, OP, your fiance has a nice rack.
Hey, what did they feel like?
Yeah, but it's just funny, like, what people write about is just, like, they're just like, I don't...
I like the Slender Man references.
Yeah, because that was another big thing that happened with it. I think that's why that photo caught on so much, is because I blurred out shittily the two people behind me with the phone app called Touch Blur. So it just, it didn't blur them out. It kind of just took the same color of their skin and just, like, smoothed everything out.
So it looked like a faceless creature.
So there's like two faceless people behind me. And I think when you open up the photo, that's the first thing that catches your eye. And you're like, what the fuck? It's like, oh, she didn't notice that they were going too fast. Then you look down, just me like, what's up?
It was a layered photo. Because someone else was like, there was Chinese porn genitalia behind you. Yeah. Because they always blur out the genitalia.
That was a great comment.
That was, I think I gave that a bump.
Yeah, I gave that a bump too. I thought that was hysterical. So I think that's what made that photo kind of popular for the time. Because I mean, it's like the second page. I was hoping to get
front. Yeah, you almost got front page. Almost. Of the internet.
Yeah, of the internet. Like, I was like number 30, or like 27 before the top 30.
Wait, can you, is it, how can we show people this, the picture?
I can just post the Reddit link on there, and it'll be on there. So
because you don't want people knowing your Reddit name.
No, that's my throwaway account that I used.
Yeah.
It's my relaxed Tim for like all that shit. Cause remember, I don't want my username tied to my Twitter and shit.
Yeah, see, my username is tied to my Twitter, so I think I'm gonna start a second one.
Yeah, so I have two ones. One's for like shit like that. Cause the one on my other one is I use like when I'm out and about, like, so like just in case. Cause people I work with, like, there's some people that I know that use Reddit, and I'm just like, all right, I don't want to fucking have them know that. But this one, I'm just like, oh, I'll put like dumb shit about like
this one. Tim will give a fuck.
Yeah, I'll put my cat up there. Fuck, don't give a fuck.
Dude, you know what's great about that Touch Blur app? Not to jump back to that, is when you take a picture, like a family picture of like a relative when they're holding a baby, like a child, and you blur out the kid's face, and it just makes them look like a molester, because it's like, it looks like a picture that like hidden it out. They're like, this is the kid he assaulted.
That might be a new thing to do. Is just take photo families and just blur out the kid. You play a game, molester or blurred out face, or something like great, Touch dude. Blur or molester.
Like on the Baker slideshow. He looks like a missing child last seen with post. Exactly. Same thing, splice them together.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe get a little Reddit thing going there.
Yeah, that's true. Get it going. Play a little game with people.
Play a little game.
Oh, that's funny. Because that is so true on the news. It's like, this person is going to jail for, like, sodomy on a kid.
And they always got to show the kid his blood. It's like, why even show the kid?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to blur it out. Like, we don't, poor kid. If, like, who, maybe they'll recognize his sweatshirt. Just fucking leave him out. Get a fucking, get the guy's book and mug shot.
Great.
Blurring out the kid's face. Makes him look like a fucking chest of the molester.
And people like have to do like, that's like a job for people. Like, all right, I'm going to blur out this kid's face. And we got Touch probably just like,
put him out of a job.
Put him right out of a job.
Put him out. I'll blur your face.
That's free. How we get big. Is on blurring, my app. Blurring out kids with a free app.
We'll set up a company called Blur Dad.
Blur Dad.
Because, yeah. Blur, blurl.
I do it for the kids is our tagline.
Blur's Day.
Do it for the kids.
Do it for the kids. Don't
do it.
Don't do it to the kids. Do it for the kids.
Yeah, do it for the kids.
Doing it for the kids that got it done to them.
Yes.
We're tiptoeing the line now.
Yep.
Which is stop
tip-toeing,
on that.
Tiptoeing?
Dude, I want to, I get that show tonight, so I got to go.
Oh, shit. Time flies when you're having an okay time.
Well, so that's how I always deal with you. No, but I got to drive. Because I was going to take the train, but I wanted to hear you talk about your friends from out of town, Jeremy there, and talk about them on the train.
Oh, okay. Because
that just made me laugh, and I think I want to, because I think all of our listeners, or most of them, a lot of them, are familiar at least, or regulars on the MBTA.
Yep, you know how the MBTA works, how it is, how the people that ride it.
Like, yeah, you get on, and you know what you're walking into.
Yes, you know what to expect.
Certain things don't surprise you.
Yep.
But it opened my eyes when you told me, like, you know, tell about
experience. Yeah, so Jeremy and his girlfriend, Haley, they're both live in North Carolina. He's originally from, like, VA, PA, like he's all
a lot of grass.
Yeah, and trees. She's from like Kentucky, and like they're both like just Southern now, like real Southern. Like she wears like nice dresses, like just like a Southern Belle.
Southern Belle.
Yeah, so we get her on the red line.
Kentucky Peach.
Yeah, we get her on the red line, and she's just like, you can just see her kind of like, it's on his pack. You kind of like see her looking around, and like she's like, whoa, this is like kind of aggressive, and like he's just like whatever. He's just like rolling with the punches, and so we're like kind of preparing for the green line. We're like, it gets kind of dicey at Park Street. Like, just make sure you follow us.
And you go to a Red Sox game.
Yes, yeah, so
which makes it that much busier.
Exactly. So once we get to like South Station on the red line, like this dude I've seen before comes on like a sombrero, just like talking to himself, being fucking crazy, smelling like shit, and they just keep like
all the same multitasking those disgusting.
It's habits. It's like when like I'm not paying attention, you like someone's talking to you, but you keep like looking over at somebody. Yeah. It's like they kept doing that. Just because, like, they were paying attention, but they were just, like, so fascinated by everyone around. So we get off of Park Street, and Lindsay's like, all right. She's like, Tim, you lead the way. I'll stay in the way back. We'll keep him in the middle. And, like, she kept on, like, turning around, being like, oh, my. Like, what the
horrified.
Like, real horrified. Then we get on the green line to go to a Sox game. So you know how that is. So we're all just fucking jammed, like, close to each other. Just, like, everything stinks like
shit. Her heart's pounding.
Yeah, like...
White Knuckle and Jeremy.
Yeah, just fucking, do not let go of me. But, yeah, she was just like, wow. Because I live in North Carolina. Like, I've been in downtown Charlotte before, and it's not as busy out there, like, even walking the streets. Like, Boston, you get on the fucking Green Line. That's, like, everybody... And everybody.
That's like the entire city population probably on one
train. Yeah, and then we get to like a stop and she's like, how are these people gonna get on?
That's the line. She says, you told me, she says, why are they trying to get on? There's no room. And I would have been like, they're not gonna try to get on. They're getting the fuck
on that train.
Because that's gotta be your commuter mentality. When the train opens up and you see just like I'll go on, I'll just tell people to move.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, fill that gap. Like, I captained it, you know. It's
you gotta feel the gap.
Be like, I can see the spots.
I can't. I sneak right in.
So you should go. Yeah, you'd go low. And like, you're like real. I'll be sitting there with my arms up, like looking at my phone. You're the kind of guy that like would just like all of a sudden like a head pops up on my armpit and you're just looking right at me and like your face is sliding on my chest.
I'm not a good.
And then you just slowly grab right next to my hand.
Yeah, and like I'm always stuck in the worst part of the train where I can't grab on anything. So I've got like a good base core of like crowd of train surfing. But then like when shit goes down, I'm like, fuck! I'm just like grabbing stupid people.
You start like grabbing on
people's backpacks, their carabiners. I don't even care. Like I'm not going down.
Oh, you know what? I was on the train. This is probably like 7 months ago. I'm on the train and a girl gets on. I know her from school.
Okay.
And I was trying to remember who it was.
Oh.
And I'm trying to remember her name. I want to say hi. Like, we made eye contact, but didn't say hi. But then she ends up, and like, we're both not looking at each other, but she's like right in front of me. And I'm like, all right, let me get her name and we can maybe try to figure it out. I take out my Facebook and I'm going to go look it up. And this doesn't end disastrously, but I'd love this to be on like a Seinfeld episode or whatever it would be on. And I'm scrolling through the pictures. I'm trying to find her. And like a bump hits and I like slip and drop my phone. But I drop it, and, like, it's busy up there, like, I catch it before it goes down. I catch it in my waist. But then I just thought about how funny would it have been if this girl who we know each other, don't say hi, awkwardly, standing awkwardly close to each other, and I pull up her Facebook and then, like, have her picture on my phone and drop it face up, and she would have looked down and been like, you fucking creep. Like, her page on my phone, and I'm like, oh... Hey,
like, how would you like? Hey, and you look down, like
oh man, how would you get out?
Rebecca,
of that?
I don't even know.
How do you know it was Rebecca?
She told me. She wrote on her Facebook status.
Creeped out by Bill Cox on the train.
That son of a bitch.
Man, I really it made me laugh because I was like, if that went down as comically as it could have,
holy shit,
it would have been a good story.
Hey, this phone's for you. Like,
oh, dude, just like that. Yeah, there would have been just silence. Phone down. She looks, and then it's
here's my next stop. You just punch the window out and jump
I get off here, like, yeah, over the bridge.
I guess this is my stop.
Throw my phone down.
Oh, shit. So where are you going right now? Who are you working with?
I'm going to Hennessy's. We're going to Eagle Come. It's performing tonight at the Hennessy Show. Every Monday night, 8 o'clock to 10. It's cool. There's a good audience now because we do it by lottery. So I might miss the show.
Lottery?
You
do it
by, you go, and they just put names in a hat, and they say, you're on now. And then if you get picked at 8, you know, you go on at 8. If, like, last year you got picked, like, 9:40, we went, like, last, which sucked. But it's cool. It's free comedy. They're doing booze. You know what I mean?
Who do they do? The beer tasting?
No, that's the other show.
Oh, yeah.
This show is just, it's just at Hennessy's. They're nice enough to let us use the upstairs room. They, you know, there's an open bar. Not open bar. There's a bar up there. So you can.
How go?
People will be there tonight.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I recommend anybody that wants to check out some comedy, come check that out.
Yeah, not tonight, by the time you hear this, it's going to be over.
And I think next Monday is canceled anyway, so...
Nice. You going to go home and change your shirt?
Why? Is it sweaty? Is it?
No, it's just sushi's leaking up.
am I sweating? Oh, yeah. That's all right. If I change a different shirt, what was I going to do? Same thing. Same sweat stain.
Fuck it.
Like in minutes. So, no, fuck that. I'm not doing it.
All right, man. Well, episode 24.
Get in the books, man. We hit all the points. I think we did a... We made it. All right, well, signing off. Well, we're doing it soon again.
I'm Tim McCarthy.
This is Bill Cox.
And we're signing off with Bill and Tim's...
Bogus Podcast. I almost forgot. Bogus Podcast.
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted Bogus Podcast. Wait, I got one more thing to say.